You have a Bible here tonight, open it up. Psalm chapter 119. We probably should just read the whole thing, but we'll just read one verse there. Then in your other hand, grab Isaiah 62. Tonight I got a prop. Kind of came off just from one word that I heard. Believe it or not, I was reading the text a couple Sundays ago, and the word jumped right out at me in my mind, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I went with it. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." If you look at Isaiah 62, verse number 1, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, till the righteousness thereof go forth of grace, and the salvation thereof of the lamp that burns." All right, let's go one more time. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. It's time that we can open the Word and try to gather something out of the Word and read this. Be with me as we go through this, give me the right word to say. Lord, I pray you'd be edifying to the saints here, and that maybe an encouragement or something that we can just check ourselves in, Lord, and I pray you just bless what we read. So here we have a lamp. And I was thinking a little bit about this, and so right now the lamp sits represents us before we got saved. You know, once we're saved, we're supposed to be a light in this world, right? Well, before we got saved, we're dead, we're dark. Dark in sin, dead, not working. And someone came along and started filling us with the Word of God, which is what I'm going to call oil, substance. And even then, somebody started witnessing to us, and we were still getting the Word of God in us. But it wasn't until there was a spark, and when we finally realized that we were dead in our sins, there was nothing else that we could do. It was a spark. And we accepted Christ, and we became a light. Now, this lamp is very, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's very thin. And not as you as this. Black smoke that'll come in here. Alright. So this lamp represents us. And now that we've seen the light, we lit it. It's the light of God, right? And it's up to us to be a light in this dark in the darkness of this world. And it's important that our light shine bright. Let's turn with me, if we will, over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4, in whom it says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I'll read a couple more verses here. 1 John 1, 5 says, This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. John 8:12. And spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So can we all agree that we are to be a light instead of the darkness? Jesus was a light to us. And if we have him in us, it's our duty to be a light to those. So what is the purpose of a lamp? Captain Obvious, right? Cast the light. But it kind of a little more than that. To light the way. Keep you walking in a straight line. So we can see when it's dark. Show you some danger. There's a lot of applications for that. And in this case, we're going to talk about a few here tonight. And then with a lamp such as this style, there's maintenance that has to go along with it. And first of all, the most important thing is the oil. You gotta have oil. The oil it's only gonna last so long. There's no oil. The wick will burn, but that'll burn for a short time. The oil is what sustains it. The oil is what keeps it going for a long time. You got to keep the wick trimmed. There's a few different ways you can trim that wick to get the best light out of it. They said the off-grid guru people trimming it as a point gives you the best flame. And then to keep the globe clean. If you have your wick too far out, you'll get black smoke, and then your globe will get black. If you got it down too far, you won't even see it. So this is some simple maintenance things there on a light such as that. So tonight I just want to go over a few things and give our lamps a check. The title of this lesson here tonight is, what is the condition of your lamp? What condition is your lamp in? And how is your lamp? How's it going? How's things doing? It's a new year this year. On Sunday night, we learned about our posture. And if your posture is not good, believe it or not, I was walking around today and so, how's your posture? Brother Mark preached on. How's your lamp? How's your lamp? It's a good time of year to freshen some things up. All right. First of all, one importance of a lamp. A lamp is going to allow you to win some battles. And what I mean by that is, let's turn over to Judges chapter 7. Here we have the story of Gideon. We all see that, right? See the light, you can adjust it, you get black smoke. You know, black smoke. Don't blow it off. Hello. It does remind me of camping when I was little. Because when we were camping, we used Coleman lanterns that burned white fuel, whatever you call that. But that's what it feels like. So. So Judges chapter 7. So here we have a story, the account of Gideon. And up in verse 15, the Lord's going to deliver the host of Midian. And we read through here, we'll start in verse number 19. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had that newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. All the host ran and cried and fled. So here a battle was won. The Midianites were delivered, they were delivered into the hand of Gideon because of the lamp. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like trying to come up with some sort of thought process or scenario, and I couldn't help but think of, like, you ever watch some of those cowboy movies where they're doing like a cattle drive across the desert or across some, you know, let's say Texas somewhere, and they have to stay overnight, and they build a fire, right? And then you show like the wolves or the coyotes are coming, and then they stoke the fire to get it brighter, and then they got the stick burning, and they're trying to keep the animals out. They're using the light, they're using the lamp, in essence, to fire on a stick to keep the enemy back, to make it look big. And I can imagine here that when the enemy saw Gideon with his 300 men, they probably saw all those lights and like, whoa, there's a lot of people up there. There's no way we can beat that. So they didn't know. And, you know, the enemy doesn't like the bright light. You see those advertisements about these high-tech flashlights that can light up this whole room and supposed to blind the enemy, you know, blind somebody breaking in or blind somebody. A bright light is used to fight a battle. And men love darkness. So the enemy is obviously going to want to keep you in the dark. John 3:19 says, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be revealed. The devil knows that men love darkness. And he knows when your lamp or your light is not working right, he's going to attack. And the brighter you keep your lamp, the more you're going to find the enemy. So, how is your lamp? The lamp burning bright? Are you, or is it staying dim? And the enemy is working on the outskirts, waiting, watching. It's also going to allow you to see the enemy approaching. If your light's not burning bright, you're not going to be able to see him. And it's not going to give you time to prepare for what battle may be coming. And are you going to be able to tell what weapons he has? Doesn't have. It's important that you stay, that you keep your light bright to defeat an enemy, to win a battle. Here it says, another thing a lamp represents is safety. Safety, when you're lost, you're looking for a light. Think of a ship in a storm, tossed to and fro out there in the sea. And what are they going to be looking for? They're going to be looking for a lighthouse somewhere. Because if they see that lighthouse, they know that there's land, and they know that there's safety. Or if you're lost out in the wilderness, you're wandering around in the woods, and you're looking for any type of thing that represents civilization, because you're going to be on light. Well, I'm saying this because I'm just in the dark. Obviously, you can still use the light in any time that's not going to be effective. But in the essence of that. So it's important to have a bright light, as a light represents safety. Turn with me over to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse number 6. In him, there was a man sent from God, whose name is John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. And how's your lamp? Is your lamp bright where you're bearing witness of the true light? Can someone that's out there in darkness, can they look across the room and can they see your light burning bright? You want to know why it's so bright? You want to know what makes it so bright? You want to know that why mine is bright, or why mine's not burning at all? And they look across that trouble that they're in, and can they see that that's a safe place for them to be? Can they find safety in the light that you're shining? How is your light? Have you neglected the care of your lamp? You know, you neglect the care of your lamp, and it may still burn. They say when the oil gets so far down, you don't want it to get anything less than half full, and then it doesn't burn right. Is your light not burning to the fullest that it can? Do you need to adjust it a little bit? Are you burning some black smoke? I hope you're not one that's burning some black smoke, but you're always looking at somebody else's lamp. And you know what? Hey, your lamp's not lit tonight. You got this black smoke in it. Kind of reminds me to check myself first before I start pointing the finger. You know, if your lamp's not burning bright, it's burning a little bit, are you going to cause somebody to stumble? You're supposed to be light. You're supposed to be the light that God gave you. You're supposed to shine and show somebody else that what you have is something they don't. And if you're not shining bright, you can cause somebody to stumble, cause somebody to get hurt, cause somebody to fall in a battle. We need to focus on our own lamp. And we're not helping anything worrying about other people's lamps but our own. Something to look at yourself and think, how's your lamp? How's it doing? How's it doing? You know, back in Psalm 119, it says in our text, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, the light unto my path." Some things that we can do to keep our lamp full. Keep reading the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is substance. It's going to keep us full. It's going to keep us bright. We need to keep getting preached at. I was thinking about the preaching side of it. The preaching we could say could be the tool that is used to cut and trim your wick. Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So there's the word of God, right? So that's also going to do the cutting of the preaching. The preaching. preaching. You got to trim that wick every so often, that the ends of that wick will burn, just like you burn a candle at home after a while. Top of the candle is black. You got to cut it off. Let it burn. Same thing with that. Eventually, you got to have to trim that wick off. We're going to have to trim the wick in our lives. And one way to do that is to keep getting preached about. Because the preaching cuts sometimes, don't it? Sometimes it hurts. And also reading the Word of God. But reading the Word of God on a daily basis is going to keep us full. It's going to keep us having substance so that the oil can be burning. You keep your light bright, it's going to help cut some sin out of your life. And it's going to help you also to see something in yourself. The Word of God is going to show you some things. We all know this. We get enough preaching and teaching that we should all know this. I was thinking of this too. We all familiar, just some, most of us maybe not. Some of us are familiar with the cutting torch. We use the cut metal. And the flame on a cutting torch, so you got your gas, it's two parts, it's acetylene gas and it's oxygen. It's oxygen. So you can light the gas and the gas will burn and get your flame. But it's not going to do anything until you add the oxygen. You get it to a hot temperature. Now, in a flame, the hottest part of the flame, I believe, is the blue part. And that is usually down by... Now, when you adjust the oxygen on a cutting torch, you'll see... I should have pulled it off. You'll see cones. And you've got goggles on because it's so bright it'll hurt your eyes. But you'll see cones. You want those cones to be pointed. And that's the heat that you need. That's the brightness that it takes to cut the hot steel. Now, not until you add the oxygen. So you have the oxygen to add to get your heat hot. And there's also another step. You squeeze it, there's a handle that you squeeze, and then add the burst of oxygen, that blows the hot metal out in the chest. So, I was thinking that oxygen is going to apply that to be the words of God. It's not until you add the oxygen to the flame that it's going to heat and cut to where it needs to. So, all that to say, that the breath of God, which is in His words, which is in His preaching, is going to be that extra oomph to do the cut. So, that made sense or not, but I don't know how many of you are familiar with cutting torches. But you want to know all about it? And just like the lamp, you need to have the wick just right, the correct amount of air to burn right. You saw that when I turned it. It was real low, it didn't have the right amount of oxygen to burn right. If it was real high, it would have black smoke. But eventually, black smoke ain't going to do anything because all of a sudden you spill the wick. So it's just too black. But if your flame's not right, it'll create the black smoke. Like, if you do that, it's sin. You're allowing sin then to come into your life. So, we got some things, a bright light. What are some things a bright light or a good lamp will do for you? It's going to allow you to win some battles. Like with Gideon. They didn't do any fighting, but they blew the trumpet. Showed the lamp. The enemy saw that was bright, got scared, ran away. And just like any of those movies that you see, those cowboy movies or whatever, somebody that's out there trying to fight off the grizzly bear or any animal that's going to attack them, they use a light. Now, it's a movie, take it for what it's worth, but they're trying to fight the enemy with that bright light, trying to make themselves look big. It's going to show safety to those lost in darkness. It's going to show safety to those lost in darkness. You want to be able to shine so bright that not only are you going to blind the enemy, you're going to blind the devil, but you're also going to be able to let somebody know that you have something that they don't have. And they need to know that that light represents safety. And safety is in the Lord. It's going to help you cut some sin out of your life. The preaching, the reading, the teaching. All those little things are going to help fill your lamp, going to help cut your wick. And it's going to keep your light burning bright so that you can stay on a straight path. And you try walking through the woods at midnight with no full moon and no snow on your ground and see if you can not run into a tree. If you've got no light, it's hard to see. It's hard to see. And I know a lot, and all of us were like that before we got saved. We didn't know where we were going. We couldn't see anything.
Right.
It wasn't until God opened our eyes, somebody showed us the light that they had in themselves, and that God showed them, until we realized that we're in darkness. And so how's your lamp doing? How is your lamp? You need to add some oil. You need to add some more word of God to your life. Like if we honest with ourselves, we could say yes. We'd say yes in these. Need some preaching. Never have enough of that. Preaching is what does trims the wick. Trims the wick. It cuts. Trims the wick back. You want that wick trimmed just right so that it performs at its peak performance. Is the globe on your lamp dirty? The globe's dirty, but everything else is good. You're still not going to cast the bright light because it's all black. You got to keep that clean too. And I guess I didn't think of the globe as a, what that could represent, but maybe somebody else. So there's a few things that kind of went fast tonight, but there's a few things that you can look in your own life, and we're all supposed to be a light for those around us. Somebody's supposed to be able to look at you and know that there's something different about you, know that there's something special that you have that they don't have. And even if they do have it, if they're not burning bright, they should be able to go to you and say, "Why is your lamp so bright all the time? What are you doing to keep it bright?" They should be able to see that. Now, I think we all alter in some degree in that aspect, but just something to think about. I heard the word lamp, and things just started coming into my mind on that. And so, how is your lamp? Just think about that and try to next time the power goes out in your house, you're going to light a candle, maybe it'll make you think about that. We were, this was actually my parents, I bought it when I was from the but I had brought it home and a couple of nights we shut all the lights off in the house and we were sitting here watching it, But it's amazing how much light they put out. Brighter than a candle, not as bright as a home lantern. But how's your lamp?